from the first book of Kings. So Elijah set out from there and found Elisha, son of Shaphat, who was ploughing. There were 12 yoke of oxen ahead of him, and he was with the 12th. Elijah passed him by and threw his mantle over him. Elisha left the oxen, ran over after Elijah and said, "Let me kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow you." Then Elijah said to him, "Go back again, for what have I done to you?" He returned from following him, took the yoke of oxen and slaughtered them. Using the equipment from the oxen, he boiled their flesh and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he set out and followed Elijah and became his servant. The word of the Lord. As you listen today, it is more than likely that the European Reform Treaty will have been defeated in Ireland, and our newspapers will be moving away from discussion of this Lisbon Treaty, and back our focus will go to what's happening in America with the presidential election. A time of uncertainty here, and a time of uncertainty in the world in general. In times of uncertainty, sometimes we can do the wrong thing. I think sometimes spirituality might be able to offer something to the political world, maybe if only something small. What I would think would be very important to think of at this time is the question of what actually happens with the future and how can we control it? Because the main difference between a religion and a superstition probably lies in that exact question, that a religion is something that tries to deal with the present and try to project itself into the future with hope and with confidence. A superstition generally tries to tell you that this will be happening in the future and that they predict or control it. And in a way, superstition is a very good way of calming our fears. These fears have been manifest for many, many centuries. Today, in fact, is the anniversary of the first witch burnings in Massachusetts. As we think of the different things that different societies have done to people who are different, or people who scared them, just out of fear, we suddenly realize that maybe we still have a lot to learn from our own spirituality. Because there are many people who will tell us that if we don't vote this way, or if we do vote that way, that this will happen and that will happen. But the world still spins the next day, and all the prophets of doom are very different from the history of prophecy that has been left to us by Elijah. When you look to Elisha and Elisha's spirit, he goes and he follows willingly, not surrendering his will or going because Elijah bullied him in some way into doing it, but because he could see that this man had confidence for the future. And I suppose our political world could really look to the need for confidence in the world, that we need to believe that we can do things. We need to have barriers set that are only as high as we can get over. After all, when somebody tells me that I'm directly responsible for so much of global warming, then sometimes the problem can just be so overwhelming that how am I supposed to deal with it? I can't solve it on my own, after all, can I? Many of us would have a lot to learn from working together, but working together out of choice, not because we've been told that if we don't, that this will happen to us. The fear of punishment can never, ever be a sound basis for faith. Even when you think of the Christian notion of using hell as a way to instruct people's behavior, we really have to look at it and say, that might not have been the best way of doing it. The spirit of Elisha, who had his impetuous answer, had his sudden really think of it and a second thought, but then just decided, sacrifice everything and go with this. I will make that sacrifice because there's something good out there and I have confidence to believe. If only we had that in our spirituality, it would be such a thing to offer to the world. The confidence to believe that there is a bright and a happy future. A confidence that some of us dare to have, and a confidence which is ours for the taking, should we just choose to do so.